Watson Hall presents. Pride the Lady.
With Shimon Begg as the Game Master.
Oh yeah, this is us, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the gang. What, do any of you have the faintest idea what's going on?
Well, obviously. I mean, I just didn't want to say to avoid embarrassing the others.
Well, it's just that,
good. I have a perfectly good pistol. I have a perfectly good rifle. I need to use my rifle more.
You need to start missing things occasionally. That's the way to improve, so I've heard.
You need to give them a chance to, you know, run further away before you shoot them. That's the problem.
But what we have the big and the small, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And the big is a bid for immortality.
And
magical power, and arguably this is the same thing. I know, a bit heretical, but, among friends and all that. And the smallest things coming through, at the very least, the mirrors and some other places which might be tied to reflective surfaces.
Definitely other reflective surfaces, because
we were speculating a bit about the stream.
Except that we think they start with mirrors either way. Because, Ambrose, Able Seaman Ambrose, he saw it first in the gents.
Mm-hmm.
We could do with popping to that pub, actually.
Now, we talked about this.
You hit it and scream. every pint, you say.
A, to check the barrels, but B, I think we need to just double check to see if there's anything exciting about that mirror.
If there is any light getting into the barrels to cast a reflection, then they're doing something severely wrong.
Possibly
put the opium in.
No. Well, yes, I mean, they have a remarkably small selection which hasn't got opium in it. And it really does make
an old man for it, sir.
So there are a couple of things that I think we can reasonably ask Jim for. One of which was we never actually got the probate details. I think, did we get that? Or are we still waiting for it?
We're waiting for that.
Probate details. You got the probate details.
There was at least one other thing we were waiting for.
No, we're waiting for how we got permission to go to see. Little Lord Fulton.
You've requested three things. You have sent for Jones.
Yeah.
You have asked for Baron Gwydir to get in touch.
Yeah.
And,
because he got the stuff and may well not be terribly interested in it.
Indeed, he got the stuff. And you have sent for a senior wrangler. To look at the markings on this mirror.
Yes, because
it's a turny thing, isn't it?
It is a turny thing.
Three turny things, I believe.
Three rotatable surrounds.
How many symbols on each?
Ooh, lots.
We decided quite a lot, and we also decided they make up a mathematical formula.
Probably maybe more than 20 odd, as it might be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Assume about 100 per.
Yeah.
Per ring.
Mm-hmm.
Which, the character does not have specific foreign language skills, but I think as a reasonably educated person, he would know that is more than most alphabets.
Yes.
Well, at the same time being fewer than weird Far Eastern alphabets.
Oh, yes. It seems very unlikely that at that time, I can't even remember his name now. cloak, what made the mirror, would have known, Lloyd, would have known any Far Eastern alphabets.
We have the Japanese legend, but I think the fact that it is a Japanese legend may be a red herring.
Yes, that's a fair. This is an example of this sort of thing in fiction.
We don't have any reason to suppose that this specific event has anything to do with the Japanese.
Scarlet mackerel, eh?
Indeed. And certainly the mirror does not look in any way Japanese.
Yeah.
It's very British in style.
Did you check before you sent for him that Jones does actually speak Welsh?
My request was I think Jones speaks Welsh. If he does, bring him. If he doesn't, get him to find somebody who does speak Welsh and get him to bring them.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about the legendary efficiency of the Victorian army here.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, unless he comes from Pembroke or around Newport, Pembroke, he'd speak Flemish, rather weirdly, and around Newport, they consider themselves English. The fact that they've been part of Wales for several hundred years is beside the point at this point.
Mm.
You know, it's a bit like now, if you go to Shrewsbury, they still consider themselves Welsh. The fact that they haven't been there for quite a while is immaterial.
What are these centuries you speak of?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, well, I think basically you'd sent off for various things, you'd dealt with and stuffed into the fridge or the icebox a newt-like thing.
Oh, yes, we had. I bagged.
Salamander thingwibob that had scared the horses.
Mm.
You let the horses sort of gallop off and start, you know.
On the basis that they will come back when they get hungry.
Yeah, it seems, you know, minimise the chance of them or anyone else getting hurt. Wouldn't want the horses to get hurt. Terrible business. They did seem to be
To quote a certain mine owner from Merthyr about 50 years later. Save the horses. Men are horses are over a shilling. Men are ten a penny.
Something like that. Yeah. So
not a nice man.
But also, yeah. There weren't any humans in danger except us, and we were doing that to ourselves. So yeah, fair enough. But hang on a minute. Have we had a look through these stables for a reflective thing?
I don't think you had specifically done that. Would you like to?
That certainly seems, particularly once we get onto daylight,
mm-hmm.
and it's a bit more practical. Let us definitely do that.
Mm. Yeah. Because
if it's the trough, and then it could be any standing water, and that's going to be a real problem.
Mm. So let's say you get a bit of route. Maybe you take shifts. You've got other people. You've got these servants and so on in the house. You've got Zane and so on. You know, they can. You can take it in turns if you wish.
Yeah, we want to stop him fiddling with the rotating mirror thing.
Yeah, well, he seems very worn out, actually, from playing with that.
We've talked to him about that before.
Yeah. It's a bad habit.
It is. It is, but... Well...
But,
occasionally one has to overlook it.
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of morale and all that.
Absolutely. You all manage to get some rest and come. How early would you like to get up and start looking? Just for a general sense of ambience.
Not, I think, especially early.
Okay. Ordinary sort of time.
Which is probably quite early since we are in the country and things go by daylight and so on.
I think Benjamin and the prof are a bit late getting up, generally speaking, because they tend to keep 10 hours, but certainly you two, you know, you're up not at the crack of dawn, but I mean, it's October, I think we said. So, you know, dawn's not all that early. You maybe have a bite to eat and, you know, nice warm or stiff drink. Probably not both, unless, I suppose, some very strong tea. And head out to the stables. I think, let's say Abel Seaman Tyler is waiting for you out there. So, sir, Horace has come back, sir.
Excellent.
Didn't want to let him back inside, so I've just tied him up round back.
Excellent, excellent.
Give him a nose bag.
I'm sure that they'll be more than satisfied with that.
Still a bit skittish, but they seem mostly right now.
I mean, to be fair, Abel Seaman, I think you and I would be if we were strained in that sort of situation.
I can't blame him, sir.
No, not at all. So, the Reverend and I are fancy a little meander around the stables, you know, doing a bit of recon to see if we can spot any reflective surfaces that we weren't expecting.
Right, you are, sir. I've got the lantern here. I can just light that for you.
Excellent, excellent. Good chat.
I mean, obviously, there's a fair amount of light, but, you know, there's dark corners and so on in there still. So, yeah, he will light up a couple of lanterns from the shelf outside. And you want I should hold it for you, sir?
Well, actually, I wouldn't mind if you held one and I'll hold the other. And because at the end of the day, the Reverend is the brains of the operation here. I feel, Abel Seaman.
Oh, it's really good.
Reverend, you have two of God's finest for you to command, sir.
Oh, jolly good, jolly good. I point out the Rev's lowest status is int, but let us go on with this anyway. I mean,
it's still heart, head and shoulders better than the captain.
Tyler doesn't even have an int score.
Yes, don't forget the captain has an int of 8.
10.
Excellent. Oh, you genius, you.
Jolly good. Well, I mean, I think Zane has brains, so look where that got him.
Yeah, this is it. Well, mostly into...
Yes. No need to talk about that now. Yeah. After dinner, when we're passing the porch, you know.
Yes, yes. But not so good at getting out of it again. Tyler, he will go in first, obviously. And, you know, waves lantern line, right? Don't see anything in, sir. If you want to come and take a look. I've not interfered with nothing.
That sounds as if you would like a alertness.
You can certainly roll alertness.
Which has gone up since I ticked it and so on. Well, that will be a failure, so it will go up more.
Tick it again. Excellent.
Right, where is my...
The obvious thing I'm thinking of is the horse trough. I believe you said it was empty.
It had been kicked over.
Right.
And across the stall.
And that would be consistent both with it as the epicentre of events and, yeah. Hmm.
Not only have I failed, but I have failed with a 66.
Excellent. I can't think of anything for you to critically get wrong here that isn't simply me desperately coming up with a red herring, so I won't. But yeah, I mean, nothing is really springing to mind. You think there was a pool of water last night? I mean, it wasn't the first thing on your mind at the time. But you think there's a pool. I mean, it makes sense that there would have been water in the trough. At least some amount.
Any written on the trough, Reverend?
It'll have a maker's name on it.
Yeah. If it's iron, which it might be.
None of those funny symbol-y things.
No, proper, normal horse trough.
Awesome. Have a look around, no symbols or anything. Okay, let's just have a look around for symbols and things, anything untoward.
Our sample size is too small. And we don't know how far away from the centre of effects this can happen. Is it bounded? Is it an exponential relationship? Is it bounded by the bounds of the estate? This is basically a manor, isn't it? I mean, it has attached land.
Yeah.
The incident with Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the actual incident on the manor's lands?
Hang on.
Or when he crossed the stream?
Yeah.
Looking sure.
I thought it was the farm, but the farm actually could, of course, be a holding for the manor.
Yeah, that's why I want to check.
Indeed. Go.
Who owns the farm?
I think it would still be on the manor's land.
Alright.
Not in time to throw this out. That's how much this land would belong to the manor? Actually, no, because the church is past the manor, and I think the church's land would kind of intervene there.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it probably isn't on the manor's land anymore.
That is probably, in fact, good. Because if it's bounded by, you know, the boundaries of the manor or some sort of property ownership thing, that gets complicated.
Yeah.
Speaking to an organisation which has some of the most complicated property holdings in the world, yeah.
What you should do is take this mirror, and you should send it to the Vatican, which has an even more complicated set of holdings. That'll learn them.
And tell them that the Church of England urgently needs it back.
Just as soon as they're done with it, yeah.
Okay, so we have something that is producing the effect that we cannot detect.
Mm-hmm.
It is not producing it consistently. I mean, this is a good thing, but even so.
Mm-hmm.
Let us draw up a... yes. Can't hurt. Just a table of what has happened, when and where, and then do the time spans line up. I'm pretty sure they don't, but... are they biasing to be night time? One of them was preparing supper, wasn't it?
A couple of them have been. Obviously there was Ambrose being attacked... Tyler?
That was certainly at night, yeah.
It was at night. There was the soup tureen. The stables was in the evening.
What time was the tureen? Because I was thinking that was preparing supper, so relatively...
Yeah, that was kind of mid-afternoon. Mid to late afternoon, yeah. Because that was before you came back. So yeah, let's say mid-afternoon. Yeah, by the time you got there, sorry, it was evening, but yeah, it actually happened in mid-afternoon.
So it doesn't need to be, and it's not a nighttime effect, that's what I'm getting at.
It doesn't seem to be.
There's probably an almanac in the house compared with moon rising and setting. Yeah, I think we're eliminating things rather than find a correlation here.
But. Yeah, you eliminate moonrise and moonset and other moon-related activities. How much are you questioning? How far are you interrogating the servants?
I think as far as the Rev is concerned, I think he's not so much questioning them as asking questions, and if they happen to be passing by and feel able to answer them, they will be welcome to do so. But he's speculating out loud more than sitting him down and saying, "Oi, you tell me everything you know."
Are you asking anyone anything, a leading question? Are you asking anyone anything about the stables?
Well, I'm going to ask about anything strange, anything that's not part of the routine of the house that anybody has observed. Which is going to give me a lot of dross, but...
It will. Basically, you know,
yes, satisfy your actual question, that will include, was anything weird going on about the stables that afternoon? That kind of thing.
So in terms of overall, so obviously setting up the house in the first place was a disruption to things, because they've all been brought in for that. And were sent up to poke about with various things in the attic and fetch them down. In the course of which Tyler discovered this ringed mirror, amongst other things, and decided that one wasn't really suitable for the decor. But brought various other ones down, and they put up some paintings and so on. There's the sightings that you already know about. They basically all report from the point when they were more or less dating back to when Tyler went into the attic. They kept kind of, you know, thinking one of the stable cats must be in the house, but they could never find it. And that sort of thing. So there's, I mean, again, the lows are very kind of, we are not the sort to believe in ghosts and that sort of nonsense. So they will somewhat unconvincingly deny having noticed anything suspicious like that.
Well, My interrogation technique is much more reassurance and persuasion technique. And yes, I agree. We are modern men of the 18th century, 19th century, whichever century it is.
Of the century. Yeah.
We know perfectly well there are no such thing as ghosts. Those American people who invented mediumship have confessed it already, I think. Or maybe a few years earlier.
I think they have,
But this does not mean that the things we observed did not exist.
Oh, exactly.
It means there is some other explanation for them, and on that basis...
So something is slinky about the house.
The information are still important.
So there are several incidents of noticing something, you know, having that feeling of something is in the room or something is skittering about. And obviously, they were tending to assume, oh, it's cats or it's rats. We don't want to tell the guests there are rats. I mean, it's not that surprising if you're just reopening a house, but
no,
it's not the sort of thing you want to tell the guests that have shown up.
Yeah, he'll only take a pot at it with his pistol.
Exactly. In fact, Edgar will say actually when he went to give the horses their feed yesterday evening, he thought he noticed a rodent swimming in the trough, but he had a poke and he couldn't find it, so he gave up on that.
So it's less that you saw a rodent and more that you saw a ripple, maybe.
Saw something, sir.
Yeah.
Or something
Feed it lies.
Okay, yeah. Got an idea of a size on it?
It can't have been that big, sir. I mean, I thought it were a rat. I went under a poke and I couldn't see it, so maybe I caught a glimpse of it somewhere else in the room and thought it wasn't in there. Probably on one of the beams or something.
So that would suggest... I mean, that's... the stables are not attached to, but pretty close to. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So it would not be implausible for something to get through the primary mirror, run out to the stables, and then cause panic.
Could certainly could do. It's been many weeks. I will jog your memory out of character. Each time you've actually encountered one of these things, someone has previously thought they saw something. Do you remember what Talleyrand said?
No.
Hmm.
Remind us. Bear in mind that obviously it would
all be. Yeah, have a look at the murder in the mirror.
Yeah.
I'll share it again for you.
The murder in the mirror. Let me just click on it.
I have it here. Caught sight of something in the mirror, thought it was the cat. Turned around, no sign of it.
Then in the mirror I saw something spring out and grab the mouse.
Yes. So, all right, things appear, and it perhaps they find their side equivalent of the portal, and then they have to pause and gather their strength in some way to get through.
So it needs to kind of eat me out and nibble on something. I knew I should have just basically held Zane in place until he returned.
Well, I think it's time for you to get some letters. If you are perhaps musing at this over a bit of breakfast. You'll get a note saying, your senior wrangler is, catching the train over as requested. What specifically are you asking for from Baron Gwydir?
I think going there was the primary thing. Basically, we need to look at the collection of the late Floyd Bowen?
Ewerth Bowen.
Ewerth.
Lloyd's the one, but yeah. They are the collection of the late Lloyd as well. You get a message back. It's quite brief, but, dear chap, more than happy for you to peruse the library, at your leisure.
Might not be there. I might be in the smoke.
Indeed.
Did we ask perhaps how much of it has been kept? I mean, that would seem a good starting point.
It says Becky, there's a considerable number of books. Don't think the collection has been broken up. Available to peruse at your discretion, have informed the housekeeper.
Excellent. So, all we need now is for one of my regiment who speaks Welsh, who might be Jones, might be somebody else.
excuse me, sir. There's a, he He's reaching over the word gentleman and then stops. There is a person wishing to speak to you, Colonel, Captain.
Yeah. Right here.
I've had him come round to servant's entrance. Should I bring him through?
Yes, that'll be great.
As you are, sir.
I'm wondering at this point whether he's come from the pub or from the farm.
Mm-hmm.
But, he probably would have mentioned who it was at that point. But,
Bustles off, you know, Edgar Lowe, you know, bustles off and comes back, bringing a pretty well turned out, smart looking Corporal Jones?
Yes.
Corporal Jones. So...
Ah, Jones! Excellent. Jones, remind me, you are Welsh, aren't you?
For my sin, sir.
And in no way will this be held against you, Jones. You do speak Welsh.
Wouldn't dream of it, sir.
But were you to go home on leave? Obviously, you wouldn't speak, you know, in the NCO mess or anything like that. No, I fully appreciate and understand. But we actually have need of a Welsh speaking Welshman.
Oh,
Welsh reading Welsh speaking Welshman, if I may be so bold.
I see, sir. I can endeavour to give satisfaction. I haven't quite the strongest grasp of the language, but pretty good. I can have a pretty good stab at it, sir.
Excellent. We're heading off to, and I wave at this point to one of the others who will fill in where we're actually going, you know, from the captain's point of view.
Llanrwst.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a rough idea where Afghanistan is and India is.
Yeah, see the direction. See the direction.
And maybe where South Africa is.
Mm-hmm. South, I know that one.
Yes, and I think he's probably got a rough idea what's going on with Egypt, maybe.
Very dry Egypt.
Yeah, but that's kind of hitting his upper limits.
The world has pink bits and other bits. Our job is to make the other bits pink.
Yes, well, it is the captain's job, exactly.
Indeed.
Yes.
I believe I do have some family in that part of the world, sir.
Ah, excellent. I mean, basically what we're after is... there was the chap who actually owned this manor, I would have thought over 100 years ago now, would you say, Reverend?
Getting there.
He was a Welshman, but a good God-fearing Welshman, is my understanding.
Ah, Methodist.
One would assume, but he was somewhat of a mathematician and somewhat of a. At this point, I'll hand over to Zane, who will talk as usual.
The corporal adopts his usual, a civilian is speaking to me expression.
Yes, speaking to me. Do I need to actually listen?
Yeah,
the captain's here.
You need to appear to listen. I think to summarise, we would say a scholar of strangenesses, and since he kept his notes in his native tongue, we're going to need some help to translate said notes.
Well, I can certainly do my best, sir.
Yes, the actual obituary is 1842, but I think you... did you say we were correcting that?
What did I say was in 1842?
The death of Yoruth Bowen.
Death of Yoruth Bowen. Let's assume it's that for now. I will review the timeline later.
Yeah, no worries.
I mean, he is at your disposal, frankly.
And we have materials in Welsh right here, don't we?
Yeah, indeed. And
we certainly found a lot before we started to talk with the Baron.
Yeah, he can certainly have a look at those.
I mean, a list of titles, I think, would be the first priority.
Certainly, yes, yes, indeed. This is well within his capabilities. There's a certain amount of... There's going to be a certain amount of difficulty simply because translating for someone who is not a trained translator is a bit tricky.
Yeah,
it is.
But he can provide a list from looking at the.
To be honest, what I think while we're out, when we're there, him grabbing one of his relatives because it's a Welsh-speaking area now, mm-hmm. so. Everybody will speak Welsh, and in fact, actually, some of the older people may even struggle speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one of the big Welsh-speaking areas in Wales. And there are a few people who never speak English apart from when they were at school. Even now, actually.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, there was... my thought is that he can probably, you know, rustle up a relative or two
mm-hmm.
who, for a few bob will, provide us with a decent translation.
Yeah. He thinks he has some manner of cousin who might be able to assist with that.
Yeah.
Well, he's definitely got a cousin. The question is whether
last time I checked, I have a cousin. Yeah.
Yes, he believes that is a possibility.
Yeah. Well, it's basically like, I was listening to a Welsh comedian and he was turning around going, well, you know, does his comedy in English, but a lot of his comedy in English is Welsh speaking. And everywhere he goes, either one of his family's there, one of his friends is there, or there's somebody who he knows bits and pieces. And he turned around, you know, he's doing this at the thing, and and basically, okay, who's here tonight? And somebody puts up their hand. There's a very sheepish hand put up. And he looks across and goes, oh, bloody hell. Okay, so this is my cousin. it is, and, you know, he just turned around and said, this is the Welsh language, you know, because I think some of his routine was in Welsh.
Mm-hmm.
He turned around and it is this incestuous.
Yeah.
Which I thought was fantastic.
Well, that's the thing, if you're doing stuff, you know, it comes back to haunt you.
Yeah, well.
I am just trying to make a nice, okay, that might work. I'm trying to make you transpose this in a way that looks right, basically. I think that'll do it. Okay. Probably I should make that bigger. Do I? Maybe text wrap. No. How do I do text wrap? No idea. Let's put it in a different document. See if that helps. No.
Sorry, if I'm seeming a little distracted, I'm also trying to sort out my son's girlfriend's birthday's on Friday, and I'm desperately trying to sort out a present for her.
Yeah, easily understandable.
And to be fair, I mean, let's be honest about it. By now, the captain has basically gone off into a little world of his own anyway, so.
Okay. If I drop this into a document, that'll probably do it. Table. Is that a table? Do I want it to be a table? Do you want a table or do you want a list?
Whatever's easiest.
What happens if I simply paste this? Okay, I've pasted a thing into Signal.
Ooh.
Let's look. Obviously, Riddles, you're only allowed to look at the left part.
Yeah. Actually, rather scarily, I am... these days, I've shifted across to just double check what I'm seeing. But actually,
still quite a lot.
Yeah, quite a lot of it.
I did have to look up some of these.
Yeah,
don't have a lot of use for who's going to be the ad, eh?
Yeah.
Okay,
so that's
I think we can separate this into clearly not of immediate relevance, clearly of immediate relevance, and not a clue.
I would agree. That's roughly the three categories.
In fact, rather scarily, I think I actually have somewhere...
Yeah, I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Okay, that's quite scary. So it also helps that one of my great nieces is Seren.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I think it's a beautiful name.
It is.
And my mother was Harwin.
So we have nothing here that is explicitly about immortality. I mean, magicians, they're not going to say it probably, even if it is.
No. Lots of bit of the old astronomy stuff, though, isn't there?
So what you do know from... looking at the library that as it stands now, a lot of things were bought in apparently by Nicholas that relate to immortality.
Oh yes. Lloyd wasn't really into that sort of stuff. Lloyd was more the conjunctions and all that sort of jazz, wasn't he?
He's a bit more of a John Dee sort of vibe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's legitimate.
Funny sort of books you're looking at here, sir.
Well, yes, I will grant you that.
All nonsense, of course, but it's not a matter of whether we believe it, it's a matter of what Chummy believed.
As you say, sir.
So, Nicholas is we don't even know what your wealth left. In terms of the state of strangers of the place. We know that Nicholas took it up and tried to turn it into a system of immortality, and maybe we'll have broken it further in the process, which seems very likely.
So, we've got some idea in terms of the contents of the library because of the catalogues.
Do we know rough publishing dates? Because my thought is that anything, any of the earlier stuff, might be more likely to be Lloyd's.
All of these are Lloyd's.
Ah, these are all
only the works of Lloyd. There are other books which are in Welsh,
which tend to be more general.
So the other Welsh book, you know, you've got folklore, you've got history book, you've got some poetry, standard stuff. I mean, Jones can tell you,
yeah,
you know, some of this. Oh, you know, I saw this, you know, my grandmother had a copy of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's, and again, a lot of it's quite old. Obviously religious texts, some of which you would recognize because they're translations or they're, you know, variations on, you know, a book of sermons on such and such.
Yeah. Yeah.
From so on. And things on, quite a lot on, astronomic and astrological observations. Which are not the earlier ones of Lloyd stuff tend to be more towards astronomy and optics, and he has also written some books on those topics in English. Which are probably still in this library because they're not in Welsh, they weren't disposed of. So, you know, you'll have Physica 2, On Microscopy. On Microscopy. Perhaps a little bit early. On Roman Agriculture. The Stability of Nations. Society in Old Persia. Forgotten Scientific Marvels. Astronomical Achievements of the Ancient World. Lost Kingdoms of the Americas. The African Empires. On Byzantine Architecture. This sort of thing.
I mean, the man was a legitimate polymath, and that's fair enough. He died of natural causes, as far as we can tell, didn't he?
Yes, as you can tell.
And of a decent age as well, I think.
Yeah.
So whatever state he left things in, it was clear. I mean, he was not getting a reputation as the local dark and spooky guy.
No, in fact, the other way around.
Well respected.
He was very, very well respected, and a lot of people went to him if there were dark and spooky things going on, and he fixed them.
So that suggests that the damage that was done that we're seeing the result of now, the thing that is letting things get through the mirrors,
is almost all
is Nicholas's.
It is, but we probably need to. But it's Nicholas using Lloyd's tools.
Yes, granted.
I think. Now, the problem is that once again the captain is not this intelligent, so it's kind of me sort of speculating out of game.
But yes.
So. Feel free, please.
Do
remember there are four of you here.
Also, the captain has more time to think than we have.
Yeah. Actually, Jones is probably more intelligent. Not that it's difficult.
Wouldn't dream of it, sir.
But he's learnt the key NCO skill of never showing it, so that's all right.
Well, this is it. Or gently suggesting.
We could have that hill down in the jiffy, sir.
Yeah, he'll have a bit of a prod at the library while you're discussing it? Because I presume you went to the library to look at the catalogue.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, this is it. I mean, you know, so, I mean, basically, whether anybody else wants to keep it sort of like stum or whatever, the captain isn't going to be that intelligent. So the captain will happily blather on to Jones everything that's going on.
I see, sir.
But I will, and rather excitedly, the captain will also then take him to the cold store.
Oh, to see the critter.
To see the critter.
Mmm.
In what state is the critter now? It's,
it has certainly started to, it's not started to decompose as you, as such, but it has started to sort of degrade. In a sense, it feels a bit less there.
But at least I've now got something to show Jones.
Yeah.
That...
And it is still there, whereas the other one disappeared remarkably quickly. Ansel.
It seems to me that the stuff they are made of is not comfortable existing in this world.
True.
And this may account for their frankly ill health as they emerge. And they terrify people because they are unexpected, because they are strange, because they are combinations of creatures, not because they are going rawr and biting at them, except in the case of our host.
Well, I mean,
not a nice sort of thing, sir.
No. It would appear it's got to, if it feeds on your reflection, it seems to have the strength then to come through. I'm guessing, explain that this one we found, because this is the one that we found in...
From the stables.
In the stables.
Mm.
So presumably it fed on the reflection of the horses.
And I can certainly imagine if a horse saw a reflection of a horse being fed on, it would probably run away. I mean, that's what horses do.
That's a reasonable... It's got a funny sort of eye, sir. Wrong accent. It's got a funny... I don't call that much of a horse's eye, sir.
No, they seem to be... What was that word that you were using?
Chimerical, sir. Chimerical.
Ah, yes.
Bless you, sir. Bless you.
Yeah. Apparently it's some Greek myth thing.
Greek, is it?
Yeah. It's all Greek to me, Jones.
Yes, sir.
Swans, old boy, I say no more. Yeah. Disreputable lot, the classical Greeks.
Yeah.
So I've heard, sir.
So, but
he's fascinated by the creature. He's kind of just... It's like a chap's eye, sir. See? You stare that in the eye, could be any fella.
Could be.
Does it still hold a colour?
Abel Seaman Tyler.
Sir?
A colour we recognise?
Could we just borrow you for a quick moment?
Certainly, sir.
Look at the creature. Look at Joan. Look at Ambrose. Eyes the same?
He's not got the same eyes. Definitely
different eyes, but they
person-like.
Are
person-like. You know who you've seen with eyes like that?
Would that be that young lady?
There's a painting in the halls upstairs of one Gideon de Villeray who had very striking green eyes.
Talleyrand hasn't or anything like that.
No.
But Gideon's death, as we understand it, was a straightforward murder. I mean, they have a body.
They have most of a body. there was a certain degree of cannibalism involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, perfectly understandable. But yeah, there's enough that they've buried it.
Oh, yes. Lightly badgered.
But, of course, if it were a bit less hybridised, then that... What time of year was it?
October.
When Gideon...
It was winter.
When Gideon died. Yes, January.
Yeah.
After several days of severe weather. So, I would expect that they would bury reasonably soon, but would they notice, would they comment on if the body were decaying abnormally? The undertaker who did the job would be the relevant person, the only person who could possibly tell us at this point.
How long ago did Gideon die? It's about 40 years.
20-odd years.
Okay, so there is a chance the undertaker may be alive, depending on...
But meanwhile, there is either... A hybrid Gideon creature, or perhaps even an actual Gideon.
Now, Gideon was the one who had the flayed hand, wasn't he?
Yes.
So.
Yes, we could reasonably assume that Nicholas was using him as an urchin on a stick to poke into this realm.
You wouldn't do anything like that, would you?
No.
It looks accusingly at Riddles.
The captain is looking across at Joe.
Same on a stick.
Well, to be fair, he looks across at Jones, dismisses Jones out of hand on the grounds. Jones is useful. Looks across. Ah, sane old chap.
You don't want to waste a perfectly good corporal.
No, God no.
He's out training and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. In how to pull captains out of quite interesting jams.
Oh.
And rescue their trousers.
A lot of old history books here, sir.
Hmm.
Lost Kingdoms of the Americas.
Hmm.
But they didn't have kings, sir. Wasn't that the whole point?
I think that'd be the North... you'll find Jones. I think in the south they had quite a few.
Well, maybe that's why they're lost.
Could be, sir. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, you have permission to go to Wales. You have a Jones.
And we're not afraid to use him.
Yeah. And you have, excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
The doctor's arrived.
Ah, excellent.
Check up on everyone.
Excellent. I'm sure he wouldn't mind giving this thing a bit of a poke.
Hello. Good morning all. How are my patients? How are we all holding up?
Oh, they're doing well. Doctor.
Yes.
I might need to borrow you for some of your surgery skill.
Gout acting up, is it?
No. More a bit of the old pathology.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry to hear that.
Hmm. And I take
it... Don't be. It was a jolly good shot.
And I take him over to the cold store that I've only just dropped the thing back down into, mm-hmm. pull it back out again.
Yeah.
I'm actually
expecting a burglar. He's taken aback by this.
I managed to bag this in the stables.
Right in the stables. Excuse me. Just make a sand roll. Let's find out what the doctor's son was.
Whipple! Oh dear, I seem to have sent another one back.
55, you say.
Oh shit.
I've sent the doctor back. He stumbles backwards, clawing at the table. abomination is that?
It's one of those things come through from the mirror.
Get it out! Get it out, man! Oh.
Are you alright, Doctor?
Tears start streaming from his eyes.
Are you alright, Doctor?
This is horrible!
Oh, okay.
It's horrible.
No. Jones, put him back down.
Oh, well, church isn't for everyone.
He will begin. He will lead the doctor off. The doctor's continuing to point frantically towards the thing. He goes and gives the doctor a dose of Zen Laudanum. to calm him down.
Oh,
it's not his first time he's had to deal with an officer going wibble on him, is it? So,
well, this is it.
Seems the doctor is indisposed, sir.
Yes, that's a shame. I would have liked to. I suppose we could.
If you want it, cut it up, sir. I mean,
I think we might need it. I mean, if you look, I mean, even from when you saw it and to seeing it now, I mean, look how much it's.
It's a bit. It's gone a bit thin, sir.
Yes.
Like a soup.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I've done a certain amount of field surgery in my time, sir.
Have at thee, Jones. I mean, to be honest, I think it'd be quite interesting just to see what its innards look like.
Yeah.
And see whether they are there at all, indeed.
Yeah. He gathers the doctor's medical bag, cracks it open. Yeah, he's helped, dig out bullets and stuff before.
Yeah.
So you all have to muck in when that kind of thing's going on. But, he will start. You lay this thing out on a table. Fiona will come in at some point and say, not the kitchen table! You find another table. The smell of it is going to ruin the food if you do it in the kitchen.
No, 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 no.
But you've got these outbuildings near the stables.
I'm happy to take it to an outbuilding.
Yeah. Probably colder there too. No harm done.
Yes, good point.
Outside at the moment is probably not quite very warm, which actually is actually what we were after.
You can all supervise. We'll start.
Well, I mean, from my point of view, Jones, we're in your hands. Have a go. See what you can see.
He's pretty good at this. He's obviously done a lot of fishing.
Uh huh.
Neat incisions. Peels back. There isn't really the kind of neat division between skin and flesh that you would expect to find.
Uh-huh.
It's more of a kind of unified substance. So it's kind
almost
of like
a
rubbery
like a,
block.
Like a jelly or something.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's got skin, but it hasn't really, if you see what I mean. And then I think that's a bone, sir. There's not much of one. We'll sort of pry back, he peels back some of the rubbery flesh. Basically, if you think about, for example, an immature vegetable, something that's going to be a carrot.
Yes.
This is like something that's trying to be a bone.
Mm.
But it's not a bone yet.
Mm.
So it's like a
proto-bone.
A proto-bone, precisely. It's got proto-bones in some of the places you might expect a creature with this sort of anatomy to have them.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, this clearly shouldn't work. You need a complete skeletal system. You need tendons. You need some kind of distinguishable muscle fibers. I mean, obviously you don't necessarily know all this, but you've seen the insides of enough people to know what they should be.
Oh, well, very much so, yeah.
Doesn't seem to have really organs. It's not right.
It would explain why it doesn't live for very long. Poke one of the bones with one of the tools.
Yeah, the grunny's reasonably so. It feels bony.
Hmm. See, those things are starting to worry me slightly, because I wonder whether it's almost trying to turn into one of us. Were one to have come across Invasion of the Body Snatchers, it does kind of feel a bit,
well, just
as halfway through,
either absorbed or copied Gideon's eye, it has perhaps absorbed or copied bones and other internal structure.
Hmm.
Perhaps being added to its, of the things that it's encountered, hence the chimerization.
Hmm. In fact, if you imagine the internal organs of some kind of newt hybrid thing as generated by generative AI, that's sort of the vibe you're getting.
Mm.
there's stuff here that if you weren't paying any attention at all, you could hand wave as, yes, that's the insides of a creature. But as soon as you try to look at it in any detail, it's clearly wrong. Or it's not ready yet.
All those fingers, sort of, you know.
Yeah.
But this would not
have... Is it the inside or the outside of a membrane?
I speculate that this would not, in our conventional physics, have supported life.
No.
So something else was doing that job. And that, perhaps, is the leakage across the mirrors might be related. It is not a characteristic of the mirrors. Hello, Zane. Ran out of brandy, have you?
Sorry, I had rather a long lie-in. Did I miss any?
The doctor's just gone wibble.
I may have just sent the doctor insane. However, we now have Jones. Jones is here.
Oh, we have a token, a standard reference Welshman.
Indeed, a standard reference Welshman who has been reading various books.
Is he?
Including Esther and Sliver e Bobby Ifac. I have a horrible feeling I actually may have own a copy of in real life, which is The Stars, a Book for Young People. And I'm sure I've got a book, something called something very, very similar to in real life for that. I need to possibly look at it.
Good. And what have we done to the doctor?
Showed him the newt creature and asked him to dissect it.
Okay. And he wasn't very keen.
All right, fair enough.
So Jones and I have had a little go. Well, actually, Jones has had a go with me basically going, oh, try cutting that bit there.
No, you're an officer. You wouldn't actually dissect something yourself. That would be disrespectful to the men. They need something to do as well.
No, but I have a scalpel and I'm using it to prot.
Really hope Jane Jones is deeply unimaginative and, not he is on the uptake.
Well, if he's not, he plays somebody who is.
He is a corporal who has served with me in Afghanistan.
Okay.
And he is still in the service.
No, he is a corporal who has served with me in every single, campaign I have been in over there.
I get what I'm hoping not a sensitive poetic type.
No.
Okay.
No, you think of his brother.
No, his brother, his brother is, Barth, yes. And you know he's
it's very romantically minded, you know, looks at flowers and things,
but not this Jones.
No, Jones had his imagination surgically removed at the age of 4.
Yeah, mine Ysgrifennu Barddoniaeth Dda.
And we
do not bring up what you cannot put down.
Oh, I've really, really quickly got to say this. Mm-hmm. So I went to some friends for fireworks at the weekend, and I was about 5 or 6 pints in, and one of the
fireworks.
And one of the ladies there, I was thinking, she sounds well. You know, I turned around and just into Charlie Reich, and she started replying back to me, and my brain had gone, wait, you've spoken all the Welsh now for the evening. I'm going to switch off all the Welsh, all your Welsh now. And she started replying back, and I'm there going, shit, can't be understand. And I said, I really hope, Tipimach, Cymraeg, but I may have said Tibach instead.
Were you saying you wanted to teabag her?
No. Teabag is the Welsh for toilet.
Did she slap you in the face?
No. But she did look very confused. But then again, everyone was looking quite confused with me at that point anyway. So.
Well done for the fireworks. Okay, well, don't let me interrupt. I'll figure out what's going on. But you just dissected the new...
Yeah, so we've dissected it, and basically it's a bit... pod people sort of thing. There's bits of proto bones maybe, but everything else is just like this rubbery.
This is not a creature that could live in itself.
Okay.
It seems more that the elements have been copied.
So it doesn't have like functional organ systems.
It has things that look a bit like them, and that's it.
Are they? No, okay. I was just wondering whether they were mirror images of our versions. Is their heart slightly on the right?
No, there aren't anything like that.
There's no hearts, no lungs, no spleen, no...
Oh, it's like that Swamp Thing comet. Well, anyway, it is. Cool. So what is the substance it's made of? This is the new thing that attacked the horses.
Mm-hmm.
Horus Gasm, that's what we know.
Stuff.
Now, how is that the first thing we're aware of that has actually come out of the mirror?
No, there was the thing that went for Talleyrand in the first place.
That was it. He wasn't just spooked by the mirror. Something came out.
Something came out and was chewing on him.
Okay.
Most of them... Yes, indeed. Most of them, the captain has shot before they got out of the mirror.
Oh, but they were trying to... Okay.
I'm trying to think. I think... No, I don't think they even had a chance to try and get out of the mirror.
Why are we letting Jones dissect it? He should be reading the Welsh books.
He's done that.
He hasn't got the Welsh books. They're in Wales. Right. But he has translated the entries from the catalogue.
He's done the one. He's got the titles of that we've got here.
Okay.
He is ready to accompany you to Wales. Where he thinks he has a cousin who might be able to assist with the translation. Because actually translating stuff is...
Yes, his vocabulary might not be stretched to the kind of level of detail we require. I'm not judging your corporal, Captain.
No, I'd much call for translation, sir.
No, it's a very specialist skill. And the books we're interested in have a very occult bent.
I know, we've explained all that to him. Yeah, we've said it's...
Evil things come out of the mirror, sir. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, but we may need very specific translations of certain rituals.
I think my cousin does a certain amount of translation for the church, sir.
Oh, okay, that's exactly the sort of thing we need. Perfect. And what's his name?
Ellen, sir.
I think you'll find, Zane, old chap, that he is actually a she.
Wait, isn't a cousin a man? Hang on. What? How does that work?
Don't worry, old chap, I'll explain it to you later.
Oh, wait, no, I have a female cousin.
You're not French.
In Welsh,
mm-hmm.
Actually, it is two complete. There are two quite separate names.
Because you have niece and nephew, but cousin is just unisex.
Yeah, except unless it's Welsh and there's... Is it Japanese or something? There is another language. Dutch, apparently. Bethan's been learning Dutch, and apparently they've got
Kazan and Kazin.
Basically that sort of stuff.
Are there any other relatives that are just a single sex? Aunt, uncle, mum, dad, brother, sister, niece, nephew. How come cousin's only a one?
Father, grandfather.
Mm. Well, yeah, but they're both male, aren't they?
I think it's only cousin.
Okay. Mother, grandmother.
Mm. Yeah, I know, but what I mean is...
Yeah, I think only cousin is unisex.
Cousin only relative that doesn't have a male and female version. That I can think of.
Yes, because you even say nieces and nephews. Yeah. There isn't a collective.
I know a number of people who are choosing to use nibbling these days, but yes.
Mm. Okay, yes. But yes. Traditionally. Well, anyway, there we go. We've learned something new already. Well,
as with the other things we've learned, you'll just have to listen to the episode to find out.
Mm-hmm. I shall do, obviously. Shall we head to Wales then?
Good plan. Luckily, the Victorian Railway Service is at your disposal.
I've got that.
You have, of course,
had to wait 200 years for 500 times the price and much shitter service.
Absolutely not. Although that's also an option in this specific scenario. For reasons we shall come on to later. You have, of course, had ample hampers provided. With a section of sandwiches, cold sliced meats, brandy.
Hang on, Jim. Then we don't do it like this. Where's the Fortnum & Mason catalogue? Come on.
There's no Fortnum & Mason in this village, unfortunately.
No, they have to give you decent food.
Yeah. It's pickled onions. Jar of pickled onions.
Pickled eggs.
All pickles are available. Beetroot.
Working people.
Nice bit of beetroot.
Well, yes, but I gather there are all sorts of new treatments for that sort of thing, old chap.
All right. To Wales.
To Wales! You get on trains.
Indeed.
And begin your journey into North Wales.
Is that a couple of hours from here by train?
So from here to Crewe, and then from Crewe to anywhere else. Anywhere over that way. Hub. From here it'll be from, where are we, Lincoln?
We are.
It will be Lincoln to it'll be Lincoln going up, I'd have thought. It'd probably going over to Sheffield or something like that.
Yeah, I did have a railway map of the period behind, placed it.
And then going across to Crewe. Well, no, then it will, yeah. And then be Sheffield to Derby, Derby to Crewe. Crewe.
I'm sorry,
to,
we all made some progress there.
Crewe to Shrewsbury, Shrewsbury to.
We arrive in Wales.
You do. You arrive in Wales.
And then along the top, I would have thought.
Yeah, because you've still got a lot of the railway lines that have been taken up by now.
Yeah.
Once you get to Chester, you can just go around the coast, and then you need to head down from Conwy, which I think there is still a railway at this point. I think there is now, in fact. Yes, there is.
There is.
So, I'll get to Conwy by rail.
Get to Conwy, you get lovely views over the sea.
It is, it's very pretty. So it's a lovely line.
Let's see. Someone give me a luck roll. Let's see how nice your see if you're able to secure your own compartment.
That's power, isn't it?
Sure.
I believe that it is the doctor who's. No, you two.
Well, I've just rolled 55 out of 60, so I'm not lucky right now. Anyway.
Would you like a private compartment?
Oh, absolutely.
You have a private compartment. And you've got...
Jones
can go somewhere nearby.
Yes.
Oh, look, the previous passenger left their force my most and hamper behind.
How unfortunate.
I mean, obviously...
You see the previous passenger turn, look in the window, shrug defeatedly, and walk off.
So obviously we're in a first class compartment,
of course.
But Jones will be travelling second class.
Are you sure, sir?
Because
bloody hell, really?
Yes, he's an NCO.
Okay. Well, if you know, I thought he was a corporal. Is that not an NCO?
Field promotion.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Corporal is an NCO, yes. Non-commissioned officer.
It's not private.
He's not a private.
Is private the only one that isn't an officer?
No, an NCO is not an officer, just because it says officer in the...
Why I'm finding it confusing. That's why I've always been confused by it.
I was reading a book recently in which the author had clearly not apprehended this, and while the story was quite interesting and in other respects quite well researched, it just fundamentally broke home. It just couldn't work.
Don't get me started. The book I'm reading at the minute, aside from someone having a bullet removed from their thoracic cavity and not getting a pneumothorax while they were doing it, they've currently fed their starving horse on a big bale of straw that they've just found.
Straw? I really think you should try it harder when you're writing.
The thing that horses can't eat.
As I say, shouldn't they just lie on straw?
Yes, they should lie on straw. That is the level of research that has gone into
this. Okay, I've fed my starving dog this tyre.
Possibly more nutritional value in a tyre.
Essential dietary sulfur.
It'll be filling.
It would. Like, cows actually often eat tyres and get traumatic reticulopericarditis from the little bits of wire pokes out through their rumen into their pericardium.
No. Can we stop
now? Little bits of wire. Anyway.
Whereas I have been recounted of a pig that ate tyres because the tyres were being used to pen it in.
That sounds like a pig.
And the pig just got meaner and bigger.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It was when they started using adamantine that things really went south.
incorporate it into their skeleton.
Exactly, just immortal pig now.
Adamantine is when you feed it to the goats.
They get truchtura, that is.
I tell you what, if a pig eats a load of that, though, it just gets very tired.
To be fair, your character has been quite exhausted.
Mm. Have I?
From your experiments with the mirror, if you recall.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you felt a bit better after
that's
you rested
up. Turning the combination seemed to take a bit out of me.
Yeah, but, obviously you took it easy the following morning just to make sure.
Every time you've shown some signs of trying it again, we've distracted you.
I'm not. I do believe there's a mystical price to pay for shuffling the old mirrors.
Tinkering with things one doesn't understand.
Well, it's never stopped me before, but I at least pretend.
No, but it's good to hold forth about the dangers of it. Otherwise, everyone will start doing it.
Yes, definitely.
You see also sermons about the sin of self-pollution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Going to somewhere and in the servants' hall, we had all these things, work is, it wasn't Arbeit macht frei, but that sort of general, things like the virtues and importance of hard work and things.
Work yourself to death.
It wasn't the servants that wrote that. It was the people upstairs who weren't doing any work.
The servant equivalent of Dulce et Decorum Est, isn't it? Yeah. Let's go to Wales. We're in Wales.
Get off the train in Llanrwst. Yeah. A friendly Welsh porter.
What year is this?
1860.
May well have paid for our carriage to have been decoupled and recoupled and bits and pieces, and actually just, so we've basically just had this lovely carriage that we've basically just been sitting in all the way through. Pretty certain it's still going on at that point. It's basically it's when you start getting through trains and corridors and stuff that it really cuts down.
Let's say yes.
So we have carriage redirected.
We just get put on different trains until.
Yeah, basically they just stick you on the back of the train going over in that direction. The Royals did it until about the 50s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, there were proper royal trains and stuff, but they,
We arrive in Wales.
Yeah.
Make our way up to the Baron's residence.
There's no fun.
It's usually up.
I've only got 20 minutes.
You get to Chandrust, and there you are. That's it.
Oh, done.
And the, it's not far from here to the house.
Come on, Jones. We'll pick him up from... Hang on, did we remember to get his carriage recoupled every time?
No. Because he will
get
just...
He'll move on.
I mean, to be fair, his kit will be actually on our carriage. Obviously, he won't be.
He's been drinking gin with the guard all the way.
I mean, to be honest, yeah. If he's supplying the gin, the guard's not going to say no.
Well, that's a very pretty Welsh village.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a village, it's just a house.
Okay,
it's a castle and a bridge.
You get to Gwydir Castle. You are welcomed by the housekeeper, Anne Jenkins.
And is that Anne?
That's not Anne, no, that's the cousin.
Oh, that's the cousin.
Good afternoon, sirs.
Hello. Oh. Professor Erogenous Zane, you may have heard of me.
The master mistress let me know you'll be coming, sir, yes. Please, if you come this way.
Thank you.
And your man's welcome to go to the back. I shall have someone give him a glass of porter.
Not too much, he had a bit on the train.
I'll have you know, he's a good military man.
Everybody knows the British Army can be trusted to moderate their intake of alcohol.
In an English country house. Sorry, a Welsh country
house.
Extra drink for that.
you go in. Because the family are absent, obviously quite a bit of the house is temporarily closed up. Uh-huh. But there are rooms available for you to use for researchers.
So Jones goes round the back, comes through the servants' quarters and comes out and basically knows. Yeah.
The proper order of things is restored.
There we are. Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
And he's back with us and is there. So,
If you're wishful to stay in Landroost, I'm afraid we do not currently have any rooms available, but the Eagle's Nest is very well thought of.
Ah, excellent. The Eagle's Nest would be
It's a hotel, just a short distance away.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Super.
It's in Flanders proper, obviously you are just outside the villagey bit, because obviously you don't want your...
Just double checking, the temperance movement hasn't started yet.
It kind of has, but not...
I haven't got a note specifically about whether anyone here is a member of the temperance movement.
It's just my twitchiness is that this is kind of one of the strongholds of it in reality.
But look on the right side, they're very happy to announce.
But in about 20 years' time, I'm sure.
Yeah, and also not in a posh house, probably.
No,
I think he's more worried about the hotel.
No, that's exactly it.
Yes. let's assume not, since it was specifically recommended.
And we look like the types you would need to drink.
Yeah.
I believe you were wishful to consult the papers of Mr. Lloyd.
Indeed.
Yes, the library is this way.
Quite a bit of them, I gather.
Yeah. So, she gives you tea, coffee, sherry, whatever else to restore you from your journey.
Coffee, that's posh.
Yeah. Coffee brought in from London. It's not very good coffee, but it is coffee.
I don't think we're in any position to judge.
Yep. And she will show you to the library. You have the notes of Matthias Floyd. You have there's about 200 books from the Floyd collection. Only 23 of them are actually by Matthias Floyd.
My inclination, and feel free to overrule me if you have a better idea, is to start with the alchemy of mirrors.
Mm-hmm. Now,
sure. Where's the list of, what's the name of it?
In Signal.
Yeah, which, handout is it?
So if you go into Signal.
It's in Signal. It's not a handout.
Oh, not in this chat. Okay.
I thought I'd made a handout for it, but I can't see one. So.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Alchemy of the Mirror, I agree.
Yeah. Would you be wishful for me to, get in touch with my cousin, sir?
Well, yes. Let's have a look. I take it we look at a couple of them, get him to look at the couple
Yeah,
of
he can give you the basics.
And well, he goes, I think I need my cousin there. Yeah.
If you want things like seriously translated in a useful way, he can tell you what they're about.
Yeah.
But if you need the actual translation of any...
Which
any
we might well need.
Well, I would like to flick through them, just see if there's any images in any of them that, like anything, pictures of the mirrors that we've seen or images of that specific three oval mirror.
Can
anything
we
anything like that?
The butcher shop in the Cannibal Antiques. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just looking at the pictures, basically.
Does his cousin live in the town, village, whatever? Or,
in
or
the village, yes.
In the village. I'm just thinking, can we get the house, because obviously the housekeeper will have staff.
Oh yeah, she can send someone.
Let's get her to send somebody, you know, with a note from him.
No,
I'm just thinking rather than losing the impetus.
Possibly book us rooms at the hotel as well.
Yes.
Of course, sir. No problem.
Yes, yeah. Let's just get all of that.
Yeah, she'll send the kitchen lad to, or the boots probably.
To
deal with that.
Yeah. The other thought as well is, are there any handwritten notes?
There are. He has his actual papers were also sent here.
Yeah, let's have a nose through any of the handwritten stuff as well. So partly the handwritten stuff that's actually handwritten, and partly if there's any books which have got, which are heavily annotated.
Yeah, so, okay, general summary.
I'm guessing that this might actually be a day, so summary maybe after a day or two's worth of...
So, in about an hour, you can get this kind of summary, and then a more extensive look is going to take longer. But very superficially, you've got observation of the stars and historical correlations, you've got lots of optics stuff, mathematics relating to optics, quite a bit of annotation in there. Jones is struggling a bit with the translation, but in terms of looking at, there are some optical diagrams. Obviously, that's one of the things where you do tend to get diagrams, even in quite early works. You might be able to, the word you're looking for is refraction, is coming up quite a bit. Also, metallurgy, in the context of mathematics. There's some stuff that he doesn't really understand about space and time. Lots of stuff about the alchemy of metals, glass, different types of light, the influence of the stars on alchemy, something about what stars are made of. Mathematics and music. There's a lot of speculative stuff about history. Romans, Byzantines, Persians.
Speculative is, as in, what are they speculating on?
Well, it seems unlikely that anyone actually knows about, say, the economic systems and social development of ancient African civilizations.
Right, okay.
But that he has written about them, apparently. Quite a lot of stuff about scientific accomplishments of ancient civilizations, some of which some of you may vaguely recall hearing about in classics. So, oh yes, they had a big mirror and used it to burn ships. you know, kind of stuff. Some of which, okay. And quite a lot of folklore, so stuff like fairies, ghosts, where those exist. So that's the very, very general gist. You can get a bit more by skimming. And then, so then you've also got the private papers.
I'm not skimming to the point of losing any sanity. Can I just make that?
No. Just, I mean, this is Jones skimming it.
Okay.
So he's just telling you what they're about.
We don't want Jones losing any. Does he look like a man with Santa burn? He probably does, doesn't he?
He looks fairly stolid.
Okay.
He's about as stolid as the captain.
It's stolid or what?
He also has, I mean, he's basically just...
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Reading out things that his boss is telling him to read out.
As I can, like,
it's not a very sanity demanding activity. Even if it was something strange he had to read out, it's still not very sanity demanding.
Oh my god, this is a great word. Why did I not? I just thought it meant tough.
Wow.
How words are underused? Torpid, for example.
Oh, I love torpid.
Torpid, I like.
I created a torpid bloodline for sorcerers. Great. Check my Pathfinder books.
Being lazy and loving it.
So, he finishes looking, he turns his attention to the private papers, which are in not bad condition considering their age and the lack of, you know, archival techniques at this time.
Are they written in blood and or inscribed on peculiar leathery material?
Looks like paper, looks like, ink of the normal type. Some of them are even in English.
Oh, really?
Some of them in Latin, which is a bit trickier. Some of them are in Welsh. So, general take. Okay, Lloyd is clearly, he's an occultist. He's an alchemist. He's a magician. He talks about using books of magic. He talks about calling spirits and other supernatural type practices. Definitely, I mean, Rev, you know, your heresy meter is pinging.
All the interesting people are heretics.
Exactly. There's nothing heresy, you would necessarily say is specifically blasphemous. But definitely some, you know, dubious practices.
Well, it's quite possible to be wrong and yet not offensive.
Yes, exactly.
That's quite, I would want that on the cover of my book. Not specifically blasphemous, the Catholic Church.
I love it. Quite a bit of correspondence and notes about manufacturing mirrors. And some stuff about the use of Persian techniques for that. He has constructed a series of alchemical mirrors to aid in his magical work.
Now, we are of an era where Persian and Chinese are very much basically the same thing from the point of view of a British person.
Absolutely.
East of Greece.
Yeah, Oriental.
That sort of thing I'd like to dig into a bit more. Does it say how they're going to aid the work, or is it... Is that assumed?
Let me double check what I said. So you have already got a list of the alchemical mirrors and the things they are supposedly useful for.
And what planets they relate to.
But none of those seems to be relevant to the things we are seeing the mirrors doing.
Doesn't really look like it now.
It doesn't map over either.
Let me.
But knowing now that it's Lloyd, these are Lloyd's mirrors. I don't think they actually, because I think these are stuff that he would have used in his work, as opposed to the crap that Nicholas was doing.
So, if you're taking a particular interest in the mirrors,
why?
Then. Jones, well, sir, this this letter seems, it was a letter, sir, to somebody, about the matter, which, I can do my best to, if you wish for.
Yes, please.
Let's do it. It's rather, rather wordy, but if you see here, sir, where it says Lloyd's Letters Alchemical Mirrors.
Oh, you've prepared a handout for us.
Prepared a handout for you.
Very forward thinking of you, James.
One of the six Lloyd's letters. It's the one called Alchemical Mirrors.
Ah.
Anyone would think there were too many handouts. I make no apologies to either Kale, or,
anyone else who cares about
him. I was going to say Bok, because I've forgotten his actual name. No. You call Bok now, okay?
Yeah.
Dear Andrew. I must once again thank you for your timely advice. Despite my doubts, with the aid of your suggestions, I was able to complete the Saturnine glass. Oh, which one's Saturn?
On you see, sir, why I was struggling with this.
Oh, yes, sir. Very good. Yes, yeah. Big planet with rings was a very close approximation. Well done. And it gladdens me to see a shining mirror no man could suspect to be upon the lead. You've done that. We knew it was lead. So he's wrong there. Already I have attempted a minor divination with its aid, and I think it to be successful. I have written to the minister and offered my advice, which I hope he will accept.
There now remain only the glasses of Mars and Jupiter, whose construction I already understand in principle. When they are complete, I shall have the knowledge to attempt the great mirror, of which we have spoken, infinitely flexible in its reflection. The scientific principles are largely familiar to me now, and for the attendant metaphysical hazards, I believe I am forewarned and prepared.
On the case in Anglesey, I beg you earnestly to take the utmost care, and on no account to actually confront the man until you have secured the means to both break the possession and banish the invading spirit. Owain will surely aid you if necessary. Yours affectionately, Matthias.
Right, we need to find out what happened in Anglesey. This great mirror, I suspect, is the thing we found up in the attic. The oval, triple, drainy thing.
Mm.
Case does in Anglesey.
Okay, it doesn't have a date.
There will be dates on them, but, you know, I haven't prepared dates. I'll make a note that I should prepare dates.
I'm just thinking that would be a good place to start. Yeah, cases of suggested possession or similar in Anglesey.
I don't suppose I've heard of any such things in Anglesey.
Oh, loads.
Oh, yeah, it's rife with demonic possession in Anglesey.
Can't move for possessing a Welshman.
I mean, it's practically Irish, isn't it?
Okay, but is the one that springs out to me when I read it? I don't immediately think, oh yes, the Anglesey that Strangler one. Or whatever.
Not immediately, no.
Okay. A nice ring to it, the Anglesey Strangler.
A new name for a book, say?
Actually, maybe one strangles fishermen, the Angler Strangler.
Mm.
Ah.
There's,
the Anglesey Angler Strangler.
Oh, wonderful, Captain.
I believe some more of these letters, maybe along the same.
The angry Anglesey Angler.
Quiet now, James. We're off topic.
My apologies, sir.
Continue.
Yes.
I believe these letters here may be on the same topic, sir. Whereas this one appears to be, perhaps a more matter for reverence. This one appears to be about demons.
Mm.
Demons. Well, read it out then, ma'am.
Well, it's 9:30, sir. I wasn't sure if I should,
Well, we can go for one handout, goddammit.
Then, if you'll
care. How long was this handout?
Quite short, sir. If you'll care to consult Lloyd's letters, The Shadows in the Glass.
Ooh. dear Matthias, it seems the tuning of the mirror indeed acts as a beacon, which calls many things toward it. Oh. Hello. Maybe that, okay. Or perhaps better said, as the drawing of a plug, which sets a current in motion. Well, maybe we need to plug it back in then.
Until you have better studied the matter and prepared your wards, I urge you not to go far. There are those which hunt a man foolish enough to trifle with time, and you do not wish to be numbered among their victims. they're the incantations which, sorry, which both Chief recommended should be adequate to counter them.
For now, content yourself with the vistas of things close enough to touch, yet beyond the sight of most men. I'm glad to learn the signs I sent you have dealt with the annoyance of the petty Drichogoth. Once the mirror is properly attuned, there should be no more of such disturbance. Though they cannot touch one of your accomplishments, still they might harm your servants and draw unwanted attention. In fellowship, Bartimus.
Well.
Which is probably not Bartimus, is it?
Bartimaeus.
What about these incantations that both...
Petty Drichogod.
If we could get hold of these incantations that are recommended by Bowchief, they are some kind of countering, should be adequate to counter them. Trifle with time.
Or, in theory, just dismantle that master mirror.
Well, that's the other... It seems this mirror... Well, I suppose my worry there, Reverend, is...
It stays open.
Well, yes, he talks about it as the drawing of a plug that sets the current in motion. We may be rather destroying the plug, which makes it difficult to fill the bath, as you know.
Ah! So, basically, it's all swirly round... It's all timey-wimey, indeed.
Wibbly-wobbly, and indeed timey-wimey.
Timey-wimey.
Well done for reading that handout before 9:30. There's a small silver penny in it for you.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
All right. Well, that definitely feels like a number of angles to investigate.
Well, I think, but to be honest, I suspect next week, at least the beginning, I suspect there's an awful lot of reading to be done. Mm. Where we actually finally get all the things, that all these handouts that...
We're piecing it together, aren't we? This mirror, we've got like the master mirror. It has unplugged the universe, which is currently draining down into the bathtub of infinity.
Which is us.
Yeah, I think that's about covers it. Lovely. All right. Well,
thank you.
Thank you all. Sorry I was late, but...
Good timing, really. I hope to see you next week.
Should be.
Next week I am at a wedding.
Right.
Well, we won't see you next week.
We won't see you next week. Let me know what you decide to do.
Have a think about what to do.
We will see. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Cheers. Bye, everybody.